The Wednesday Up Late podcast is made possible with help from Inspire 9. Located directly opposite Richmond train station, Inspire 9 is the best office space and co-working environment in Melbourne. And with cost-effective, flexible terms, it's the right solution for your business. Visit inspire9.com to take a virtual tour and see for yourself.
Sorry.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to another week of Wednesday Up Late. It's good to have you with us. Hey, Chloe.
You're so mean.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. My name is Glenn, and yes, as I said, you've joined us for another episode of Wednesday Up Late, which is otherwise known as the greatest podcast in the known galaxy. So we're happy to have you with us. We're going to just ramble some movie bullshit. As you will have known if you've watched us for the last few weeks, we've been doing lots of visual games, lots of images on screen. So if you're one of those people that listens to us audio only on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you get your podcast from, just do us the favor and do yourself the favor and go to YouTube or Facebook on the Good Movie Monday pages. Go to goodmoviemonday.com even, and you'll find everything we do in video form. And that's probably the ultimate way and the best way to consume us.
Yeah.
How are you this week?
I agree. Going back to the video and checking us out on video, you'll have the perfect opportunity of seeing me give Glenn the bird just then, because I was eating some ice cream before we started recording, and he goes, no, we'll start in a few. Have a big bite. You'll be fine. And then starts the freaking episode. Like a dickhead. Anyway, I'm really good. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great.
You're the ultimate shithead, you know.
I've had a pretty good week. How's yours been?
Good, thanks.
So as I said, we've been doing visuals for the last few weeks, and I've always kicked off the episodes for the last two with a visual.
Yes.
You ready for this week's?
I am.
Okay. Clap your eyes on that.
Let's have a look. Wow. What a badonk, donk, donk, donk. That is, dang, is that his hoo-ha hanging down as well? What is that?
I'll zoom in, I don't know.
Oh my gosh. It looks like one giant ball.
It's got a nut.
A badonk, donk.
For those that are listening, I've just sent Chloe a photo of Godzilla from beneath looking up at his bare ass. I mean, it's a hilarious image, but it must be noted. Where's his tail?
Well, I mean, who the fuck knows? He squatted it off for all I know, because them some buns of steel.
You're 100% right about that whatever that is.
It's protruding. A ball.
Okay, it's a nutsack. Okay, cool.
It's a ball.
All right, excellent. We're having a ball, everybody. Hey, I want to backtrack. I've got two stories to follow up on from last week.
Well, yes, go.
One from our show and one from Good Movie Monday. Firstly, last week I tailored one specific conversation explicitly for TikTok because I wanted to survey, you know, people for an answer, and that was the Weet-Bix. Do you have it hot or cold? Mm-hmm. Of course, the one story that I actually prepare for TikTok, TikTok sort of red flagged it, and it did go out to many people because it's a product. It's a consumer product. Weet-Bix. Like, they flagged Weet-Bix, for fuck's sake. So,
isn't that what TikTok is all about?
Yeah, but because we're not monetized and because, you know, TikTok are getting nothing out of it commercially, it's a product. So anyway, it's there on our page if you go to our page and have a look. However,
consumerism.
However, it's not going on to people's feeds. So
okay.
Yeah, it's got no views.
Well, if you're curious about the Weet-Bix, then definitely go there.
And we did have, you know, regular listener Owen chime in with an answer. He has it both hot and cold, and he says if you have it hot, it must have Milo on top. So I haven't done the Milo thing, so I'll have to do that. This part of the show is not going on TikTok because we're talking about Weet-Bix and Milo, so fucking hell.
This one's just going to have to be exclusive for our listeners.
Yep. For people that listen to both of our shows, I started a conversation on Good Movie Monday about the TV show Baby Reindeer. I mentioned that I had started watching it, but I'd only watched two episodes, and so I didn't really have enough to really recommend it yet. But I've finished it now. So for those that give a shit, I think this is one of the greatest shows I've seen in a long time. It is
wow.
A sucker punch of a fucking show. It's on Netflix, and it will destroy you completely. It is in a like good and bad. Like it is a sucker punch. It's a gut wrenching kind of show, but it's also dynamic and electric and just, yeah, highly worth a look. It's only seven episodes, so it's an easy binge, and they're half an hour episode, so do it.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. I just wanted
wreck there.
That's right. Seeing as some people do listen to our show midweek, they get in the follow-up to that story before they have to wait till the next Monday episode.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking about things that we've watched lately, I've been off my movie game. I definitely have been off my movie game, but we did sit down as a family and watch The Minions the other day, but the newest one,
yeah,
where Gru is a kid. A
I wish
kid
I could
villain.
Get excited about that. I can't.
Look, I watched it for them, basically, okay. But I put down my phone. I did get like, not sucked into it,
you
but it was
in it,
entertaining enough.
Yep.
That I was able to put down my phone, not like board scroll, you know what I mean? So yeah.
Yeah.
It was a cute little thing, you know, minions and the kids love it. So
yeah, and
that's
all
my
that matters.
Review.
Yeah, it probably means very little to the listeners who probably want to know if you've watched, you know, The Big Steal yet, or Beetlejuice, or, you know, one of the many.
I'm just going to keep them guessing on that, really.
What's the point?
I've got to have my secrets too, and I've got to dole these things out, you know? No, I haven't watched any of those.
Okay. Whatever you're talking about, I have no idea. Let's just move into the first game.
Oh, okay.
All right. Do you want to go first? Once again, we've not planned anything together with the show. We're moving forward with a kind of just throw something at the other and see how they cope.
Yes.
Method.
And so I've gone digital for you, Glenn.
Oh, wow. I'm
so have you got your phone handy on you?
Sure do. I've actually got my other computer, so I've got a big screen.
Oh, perfect. Okay, well, basically, we're going to be playing a game called What Is This Movie?
Oh, no. I've got that planned for you later on too, so this is going to be fun.
Well, I'm going to send you a picture of a movie poster, but it's got no titles on it. So I'd like you to tell me what they are.
I love this concept. Go for it. Fire away.
All right. This is the first one. I think this one's pretty easy. But let's start you off slow, shall we?
That's how I like it. Because Lord knows I have not got the stamina. So that would be American Sniper?
Yes, that is Excellent. American Sniper. Good job.
Brilliant. That's a nice image. I like that.
This one might be a little bit more trickier for others, but it's probably going to be easy for you again.
So do you want me to just take my time to answer it, like pretend that
Maybe take like an extra 5 seconds or so, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
We've got to stretch the show out too.
Let them look at the image as well.
Mm-hmm.
And see if they can guess.
All right. Jesus.
I wonder what this one is.
Mary Poppins. It's Candyman.
Candyman, that's right.
Come on. What the fuck? It's iconic.
That's all right. I can go. Well, I didn't know what it was. So, all right. Next one.
Mm-hmm. Gee, let me think.
We've got a couple of people hugging. We've got what looks to be a nuclear
explosion. I love that you're spelling it out for the listeners, but I'm at the point that they should just be watching. Like, go over and watch us.
I know for a fact a lot of my regulars listen on the way to work. So
have they commented on the visual stuff?
Yeah.
Have they? Yep.
Not so much, but, you know, so just you to make their traveling time a little.
What do you think of the visual side of the show? So Deep Impact.
Deep Impact, yes. Okay, this is a lot easier for you. Oh, God.
This is going to be easy for everybody, I think.
Next one.
Mm-hmm.
Send.
Okay, red background. We've got a red background. We've got some chains coming down. One of them is unlinked. You might say unchained. Two figures underneath. So I don't know. I reckon it might be Django Unchained.
Oh, yeah, I think you're right.
Fuck off.
Good job. You are definitely going to get this one.
Oh, we're going for more than four. Fantastic.
Yeah, I got six.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, all right, ready? Here's the
Yep.
next one.
Well, this has got a specter, a skeleton face, if you will, pushing through some kind of white rubber. It's the Frighteners. If you've seen the Frighteners, you know exactly what that poster is.
Yes.
Great, great
I'll
image.
be really, really offended if you don't get this one.
All right. A river runs through it. No, Stand By Me.
Stand by me.
I mean, it shows you what a. I mean, it's an interesting poster, but what a minimalist poster that one is without the
But
titles.
also just what a stunning image as
Yeah, for
well.
sure, for
Like,
sure.
I love it. I love it so much. Well, that was a lot easier than I was hoping it would be,
Yeah, you
but
have to
that's
be.
fine.
That's a great concept game. Just got to be really obscure, but then also you got to find posters without title treatments on them.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And I will work harder at that
Yeah,
next
I love
time.
that stuff. So I've got a visual one for you. This one
Okay.
is, can you guess the celebrities in prosthetics?
Oh, okay.
All right. So
Interesting.
I don't know how knowledgeable you are with some of these images. So this is interesting to
Okay.
me. I thought to myself, oh, that's easy, but I'm like, but has she seen it? Is she aware of it? So let's try it. People at home can comment in our post and let us know if that was too easy for them. Here comes your first one. Who's that?
Oh. Is this from like the original Planet of the Apes?
It's from the remake of Planet of the Apes, which was the Tim Burton film.
Oh. Oh, well, it's got to be like Johnny Depp then or something, or Helena Bonham Carter.
No, she's in it, but he's not.
Okay.
So can you look at the face and can you, because
Steve
obviously
Buscemi?
each of the apes in it, they try to reflect or I guess represent the actor beneath them.
Okay.
No?
With the eyes and the teeth, I want to say Steve Buscemi, but I don't know if he's ever been in a Tim Burton film.
There you go.
Oh, Paul Giamatti?
Yep,
Is that
that's
him?
right. Yep.
Oh, that looks nothing like him.
Oh, I reckon it does.
You reckon?
Yeah, and obviously it helps when you hear his voice.
Okay,
No, because
yeah.
it kind of talks like this. Yeah.
All right, yeah, no, I don't say that one.
All
Okay.
right. Well, that's good. That's good. It means my
All right.
end of the game's working.
Yes, it is.
All right. How about this one? You might say it's a red herring.
Is this Hellboy? This is Hellboy. I don't know who played Hellboy. Is that Michael Chiklis?
There's two Hellboys in movie
Is
form.
there? Oh.
But that doesn't matter if you know who or doesn't play. It's can you guess?
I feel like Michael Chiklis did one of these.
He did the thing from Fantastic Four.
Oh, okay. All right.
All
No, I don't know.
right, there we go. Winning.
Stop.
Yep, so
David
that's
Harbour?
the reboot of Hellboy, which is came out a couple of years ago.
Really?
Yeah, super violent R-rated comic book
Oh, I
movie.
love him.
Here you go.
Love
All
him.
right, so next one.
All right.
Very, very famous actor. But this particular
Oh
character
my God. Oh
is not from a movie, it's from a stage show, one man stage show play that he did, that he was the passion project for him.
the Sam Elliott?
No, I reckon this one you can tell if you really look at the shape of the face, perhaps the eyes. Obviously, it's difficult if you don't have a fucking clue.
I mean, that's just me on a normal day.
So
So
here it
then
comes.
chucking some makeup on him, just have
There you go.
no idea. Whoa. Oh, okay. I see what you mean about face shape and the forehead and the
Yep.
eyebrows.
For people listening, it was
Val
Val Kilmer
Kilmer.
as Mark Twain. He did a play called
Oh.
Citizen Twain.
I thought that was Einstein.
Oh, Colonel Sanders or either one, take your pick. Einstein.
Oh, my Daisy.
Yeah, you didn't even need to say that. No one would have known. All right, final one for you.
All right, let's have a look.
Who is that?
Who is that? Is that Mr. Pitt?
Now, no, it's from the movie Suspiria, the remake of Suspiria that came out, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 years ago.
Wearing a crochet tie. He's got some beautiful blue eyes.
Does he?
They're a little wonky.
So we're looking at an elderly or kind of elderly professor type with glasses, a pipe and a cardigan
Like a tweed cardigan, a
with
crocheted tie.
a vest underneath it. Yeah, so a professor type.
I'm trying to. No.
Okay, there you go.
This is so hard. Oh my fucking God.
Miss
Shut the fuck up.
Tilda Swinton. She played
Whoa.
two characters in the film.
She's an
And
odd bird, that
I look,
one.
she's my, you asked me last week who's my red flag actor. It's her. I just can't
Yeah.
stand her. I cannot stand her. I recognize the incredible talent that lies there, but I can't look at her without feeling uncomfortable. And
Yeah.
she's chameleon. She is a chameleon. She can do all kinds of characters, for
She's
sure. But
amazing at what she does.
I don't enjoy watching her. I don't
She
like.
gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah.
So when I first watched The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, that
Yep.
came out when I was, teens, maybe late teens, and she was the ice witch or whatever it is in it. I was shit scared of that witch. She freaked me the fuck out. I did not have good vibes about that. You know when like there's a wicked witch in the story and you're like, oh yeah, she's a wicked witch, I understand. No, she gave me goosebumps.
You bought
She
into it.
gave me chills.
It's just that was
So,
just merely her presence. So,
ooh, freaked me out. Freaked
did
me
you
out. Well, that was interesting.
read last week that Quentin Tarantino has just abandoned the movie critic, the new movie he was making? He's walked away from it. It's not happening now.
What? No?
Yes, so he's done with it. He's not making it. So he's going to have another official 10th film that is undecided at this point in time. But this had come all the way through casting. It had been planned, like it had been sort of announced officially. And now he's just decided he's not interested in it anymore. And
He's
so
not interested, or something happened and it's just not gonna.
he's got so much autonomy over what he does that if he walks away from it, he's just probably not going to be interested in it. The only other
Wow.
thing he ever walked away from, I can't remember what the project was, but because he's always teased projects that have never come to fruition, like the Vega Brothers movie and stuff like that. But there was another one where it was ready to go. It might have been The Hateful Eight, and somebody leaked the script online and he goes, nah, fuck it, we're not making it anymore. And then I think, if I'm not mistaken, he went back and just redid the script so it was different to what leaked.
Right.
Something along those lines. But yeah, no, this is.
Unless he's pulling a fast one on us and it was never actually a thing and he's already completed another movie under the guise of something completely different,
Don't
but
know.
was like
Don't
keeping the
know.
focus over here, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
He
no, I know
pulled
what you
a
mean.
Houdini.
Maybe that'd be great. But this is something people got very excited about, the fact that he'd promised it was going to take place in, I think, the 80s. It was going to be all about film criticism, his passion, our passion. But anyway, yeah, so there you go. He's pulled out of it, not happening. And I think he's you know how he promised 10 movies and he's done, 10 and done. Maybe he's prolonging the inevitable. Like maybe, and my theory
Maybe
is.
he's not ready to be fully
My
done.
theory is fucking just forget you said that. Just keep making movies. If you like making
Yeah.
movies, keep making them. If people keep watching them and they're successful, then why stop?
Yeah, I agree.
His argument was he didn't want to, become an old director that's making lesser films. It's like, well, you still got Scorsese, nearly 80, and he's making interesting films that are winning all kinds of awards. Spielberg's in his mid to late 70s, and he's freaking making movies that are winning awards. Like, there's no reason he can't as well.
No. It's almost to the same standard as what they are in terms of people idolizing their work. So I don't know why you would want to take that away from people as well, like
Yeah.
the excitement. Anyway,
All right.
that's just me. Interesting. All right, well, my next game is also a visual. So
Yeah.
what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a picture of emojis, and these emojis allude to a movie, and you have to guess what the movie is from the emojis.
Okay, it's the exact same game I'm going to play with you in a moment. We are on the same wavelength. I promise people we have not planned this. We have not planned this at all.
What if we come up with the same movies?
Well, that's right. Mine's not quite emojis. It's just images that make a title. But it's
right,
the same
okay.
concept. It's the same concept.
Well, mine's actually emojis, okay?
Yep, all right. Fire at all right. me. And I hate that you've done this because I suck at this game, and that's why I enjoy playing it, pitching it to you.
Uh-huh.
But I hate receiving these. But throw it at me. Let's
I
see
think
what we can
these
do.
Are, I think these are pretty easy. So
if they're as easy as your last round, then I'll be cruising.
All right, my first one.
Yep. Okay.
And you can tell us what the emojis are for those listeners.
Yeah, we've got a knife and fork, hands clapping, and a heart. So see, this is where I suck at these. So dinner? No. Meal clap heart. I'm way off, aren't I?
I love that movie, Meal Clapper.
No, I'm talking through it, okay? Do you want me to just think silently?
Okay.
Like,
okay. Are the hands clapping?
Eat, Pray, Love.
Yes!
Okay, there we go. Well, that emoji is a clap.
Well, I couldn't find the Pray one, so
praise
just fucking deal.
Praise that one.
Oh, okay, I got the wrong one.
Yeah, see those little triangles above the fingers? That's the sound of clapping.
I like Meal Clapper first. Yeah, like right. I like that
Excellent.
Better. All right, my next one.
All righty, bring it on. Okay. We've got a clock, we've got a girl on a laptop, and we've got an orange. So, time. I'm trying to watch your face at the same time. Fruit, orange. Lock, laptop, orange, fucking hell.
Well, what could she be doing on the laptop?
Typing.
Or using it for?
Work.
Right.
Work. Time work, clock work, clockwork orange. Oh. My first thing too is I'm thinking, what fucking movies have orange in them? Bastard.
Now, right. This one doesn't like, it doesn't sound out what the movie is. They're more like clues to what the movie is, okay?
All right.
All right. Next one, firing at you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we've got a haircut. Is that the French flag?
Yeah.
And musical notes. So it's not hairspray. The French. French.
Also, if Colton is listening and he doesn't get this, I'll be so mad.
Come on, Colton. Well, he hasn't got the visual to help him. I assume he's one of those people that listens.
Yes.
So it's a musical?
Yes.
An American in Paris?
No.
Okay. French musical Moulin Rouge?
No.
Okay. French musical
where there is haircut.
Where there is haircut.
Mm.
French musical where there is haircut.
Do you want me to put you out of your miserable?
I like miserable. Fucking hell.
Because Cosette chops off her hair.
Yeah,
you know, to
I
sell.
Get that.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Just so you know. Just so you know. All right. Next one.
Yeah.
You have to get this one.
I'm so bad at this game, though.
You
All right.
have to get this one.
Don't say that. You're building expectations that I probably can't meet.
You ready?
No. Free Willy. Okay. So that was a whale, an arrow, and the ocean.
All right. I gave you that one, okay?
Yep, you did.
All right. I've got three more for you.
Oh, God. This is like torture.
I know. All right. Next one. Firing at you.
Okay, question mark, painting, pirates, rabbit. So that would be, question mark. It doesn't spell out the title. This is just clues to the title.
This one kind of does spell out the title, yes.
Okay.
Do you want me to give you any clues?
Yeah,
so
of course
we've got a question mark.
This will go on forever. Yeah, I can see the clue.
a picture frame,
uh-huh,
the Jolly Roger, and a rabbit.
Uh-huh.
Picture frame, Jolly
Who framed,
Roger.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, far out.
That was a tricksy one.
That is a tricksy one.
That was a tricksy one. All right, next one. You should get this one.
Stop saying that. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Thank God.
Yeah.
Did you come up with these? Because I appreciate the fact that they're in pairs. That's important.
Well, yeah, well, it's plural.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Can't be plane, train, and automobile. That's
I appreciate
not how
you spelling out the obvious from what I'm saying.
Oh,
too.
My gosh. All right, last one. Sorry, I got stuck there.
Four wedding rings and a funeral. That's what it should be called. Excellent. So it was literally four wedding rings and a funeral and a
yes.
coffin. And yes, excellent.
There you go.
Well, it's your turn now.
I'm excited.
I hope you enjoyed that. It's my turn.
I did kind of. You know, you're so good at these games that, you know, when you struggle a little bit, it's kind of
right. Pop this.
Cathartic. Pop that. Fucking what?
Fucking what?
What am I looking at here? Am I supposed to be telling you what the movie is based on this?
Yes. Well, what are you looking at?
Doctor Baby.
Is that a doctor?
I don't know. I assumed it was a doctor.
What's he holding up?
An ID card.
Right.
Baby ID.
Ooh.
Baby.
What kind of baby?
A tiny baby? A tiny, there's a baby surrounded by hands and a guy holding up an ID card.
Mm-hmm. So what's happened to that baby? What's just happened to that baby?
Stolen his identity? Someone's stolen the baby.
No,
so identity.
The baby has just been
born. Born identity!
Yeah.
Yeah. Dang.
Oh, see, it's much more fun on this side of it. Conniption fit
Whoa.
Over there. You're right.
So
you haven't even choked on ice cream.
It did in the beginning when you caught me off
anyway,
guard.
Anyway, I forgot this part of it. Boom, there we go.
Oh, yep, cool.
All right.
All right, so I get what we're doing now. Okay.
Next one.
All right, let's have a look. Okay, there's a dick and a potato.
Right.
A dick and a potato.
Mm-hmm.
You're not supposed to be sending me self-portraits. This is supposed to be a movie game.
That's my potato. Sorry, people.
Dictators.
Close. Shorten.
Dictator.
Yes.
Cool.
Boom.
Taters. Dictators. You had to choose one of those, didn't you? All right. Shoot the next one at me. It's fun.
There you go.
You know what's a fun word? Tater. Tater's a fun word.
Tater's precious.
Ghost man mouth. There's a black ghost, a guy who looks like he's from NSYNC.
This one.
And a mouth.
Yes. Well, sort of. So this one is a little trickier.
Okay.
There are definitely sort of the three words when pronounced correctly do give you the answer. So the top one, what's
Poltergeist.
Well, what is poltergeist if you were to sort of shorten it into a shorter word, a shorter meaning?
Ghost.
And a ghost does what?
Haunt.
Right. So that's sort of the start. The next picture.
Okay.
Next picture is?
Oh, the man.
Yep, there you go. So, man.
Oh, the haunted man chin.
Yay!
Oh, my God. So dumb. Oh, my God.
last one.
Really had to step me through that one.
Last one.
He looks like he's from NSYNC. Pad bell pound. There's a maxi pad.
Mm-hmm.
A hand pushing a bell like you would see in a hotel, and then a 1 pound weight.
Is it a 1 pound weight?
1 ton?
Mm-hmm.
Paddington?
Yep. Hey! The bell is ding, ding. Like Paddington.
Get it. I get it. Paddington.
Far out. You saw last week I sent you an image of a screenshot. Corey Feldman had revealed that Goonies 2 is on the way. Don't know what to make of this. He's been promising this for like 20 years, so who the fuck knows if it's going to happen. But he did indicate that the script was written, that they are moving forward, and it had a 2027 release.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I buy it, but, you know, it's out there.
I don't know if I buy it either, but, you know, I'm not going to be holding my breath. I'm not going to be setting up any expectations because even though I don't want it to affect my watching of the first one, it always kind of does.
It won't. If the original's it's shit. There. The original's there. You can ignore the remake or the sequel. Like sequels never affect the original because the original is what it is. It holds up.
It's true, but for some reason in my brain, it does. I don't know. So it tarnishes it somehow, you know? Like,
let's speculate what the story could be. I've got my theories.
Well, I mean, I really wouldn't be interested unless everyone was coming back.
Rumor is they are all coming back. And I have individually heard each of the actors say they are keen to come back, even Josh Brolin, like, you know, who is arguably the biggest A-lister of the lot. So they are all keen to.
If all of them come back together, I think I'll be okay with whatever comes out of it then.
So
it's when they remake something and they can't get the whole gang back together. I'm like, just don't do it. Just don't do it.
My theory will be that it is an anniversary reunion of the Goondocks. So they all come back to Astoria, but they bring their children and their children stumble onto a similar adventure. That'd be where
be fun.
That's kind of where I think it would go. But they involve their parents in some way.
Mm-hmm. That would be fun.
Yeah, I don't know how else you would do it with the original cast unless it's an adult adventure. Like, so they somehow come back.
That would be even more fun.
I don't know if it would be because that was just a one-off adventure, the Goonies, right? So they only went on that adventure to try and find a treasure to save their homes, right? They weren't regular Hardy Boys or Famous Five. Like, they weren't always going on adventures, you know. They just hung out on Saturdays, you know.
That we know of.
It's not that caliber of adventure.
All I know is when my aunt went to Oregon and went to the Goonies house, she FaceTimed me from there and I cried.
Of course you did.
Just being over FaceTime close to that house, you know. So, you know, if they can really sort of band it together and make it something nice, then I think I'll be okay. But I get skeptical, so I don't know.
Fair enough.
I put all my hopes on it.
Let's bring the show to a close with another game.
Okay.
This one's not visual for me.
Mine either.
Oh, what?
Twins. Twins.
So you go first.
Okay, well, mine is a Who Am I?
Okay, cool.
So I'm going to give you some clues.
Thanks, that helps.
And then have a think about it. Maybe after the second or third clue, I'll give you a guess.
All right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So my first clue is that I am a Scottish actor.
Okay.
I have won 2 Tony Awards and a Laurence Olivier Award and an OBE, which is an Officer of the Order of the British Empire. My third is that they can speak with a fluent German accent and can speak fluent German and has a perfect American accent.
Oh, wow. 2 of my guesses are out the window, I think. It's not
Shoot him out anyway.
It's not Gerard Butler?
No.
All right. I'm really struggling with... Is it Ewan McGregor?
No.
All right, keep going.
All right. This person has a published memoir titled Not My Father's Son, which came out in 2014.
Is it Nepo Baby?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Just abused. Oh, the poor thing.
Okay. Is it Alan Cumming?
I am known for the following movies: GoldenEye, Josie and the Pussycats, Eyes Wide Shut, Spy Kids, Spice World, and Reefer Madness. Yes, it is Alan Cumming.
Woo.
Well done. He's an interesting character.
Yeah, he's good value.
I don't think I've read up a lot on him until I decided to do him for the Who Am I? He's really interesting.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen the sort of the documentary series he did with, I never get a name right, Miriam Margoyles, whatever the fuck her name is?
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, they do it like they get in a camper van and drive around the UK.
Oh, wow.
And it's fascinating. Because he's a guy that has lived a very tawdry, baldry kind of life. He's, you know, he's been exposed to a lot of sex, drugs, rock and roll, all that kind of stuff. And even he was shocked at the shit coming out of her mouth. So
I know. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah. She's just so feral. It's great.
Yes. All right. Next
what's
one?
Yours?
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, I just did the one.
What?
Yeah.
You say that like that's how it always
is. Do you
know
how long it took me to get all of these emojis and all of these all right. posters? No,
that's fine, but you know, just for the record, we normally do like four, everyone.
Oh,
like
I know.
Right, so that's okay. This is going overtime anyway, so that works. My next one is whose true story is it? I'm going to name some biopics, and you got to guess who the figure is that it's a biopic of.
Oh, okay.
So for example, I mean, these are tricky ones as examples, but if I was to say who is the coal miner's daughter about, that would be Loretta Lynn.
Okay.
Who is Raging Bull about? That'd be Jack LaMotta, right? Jake LaMotta.
Okay, I don't know any of those.
I know
people.
You didn't. That's why I use those as examples.
Okay.
But I mean, I don't know if this is tricky or not for you. Let's give it a shot.
Okay.
Who is the movie Walk the Line about?
Oh, that's a Johnny Cash.
Okay, so that was an easy one. All right.
And the chick. Reese Witherspoon.
His wife.
Yeah.
June Carter, I think her name is.
June Carter, that's it.
Okay. La Bamba.
Oh, Emma is going to be so mad at me. You did this on purpose. I have no idea.
La 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 Bamba.
Yeah, no, I know the song.
Yeah, I know you do. Initials RV?
Raymond? Ramonda?
What would... It's very close to you. The first name is very close to you.
Ramon?
Richard?
Richie?
Valens.
From Happy Days.
Richie Valens.
That's what that was going to be my next guess. Yeah. I knew it.
What about Evil Angels?
Ooh.
The movie with Meryl Streep and Sam Neill.
Is it about Meryl Streep and Sam Neill?
It's the Australian film where she plays an Australian.
Oh, Dingo's Got My Baby.
Yeah, who's that?
Yep. Fuck, what's her name?
Well, you kind of, that I'll give that to you, Lindy Chamberlain.
Lindy Chamberlain, yes.
But
yes.
you knew who it was, so I
yes.
grant that yep. one to you. All right, next one would be Young Guns.
Oh, Billy the Kid.
Yes.
Yes.
And one more for you, bonus round.
Mm-hmm.
Nowhere Boy.
Oh. Who's that got in it?
It, great question. I don't know his name. It's the guy that, let's bring it up really quick. Don't you look it up.
All right. I won't look it up.
So it's the.
Nowhere Boy. I feel like I've seen that.
Yeah. Aaron Taylor Johnson. From Bullet Train. That's what I was trying to think of. Yeah. This was the movie that broke him. It's the movie where he married the director and that was controversial because of the age difference.
Yes. They're not together anymore, I don't think.
No, I think they are.
No, they're not.
Aren't they?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't know. Didn't know that was a biopic. I don't even know if I've seen it.
Yeah, they're still married.
Oh, I thought they weren't.
Anyway.
I don't know.
John Lennon.
I don't know where, boy.
John Lennon.
Oh, okay.
All about his youth.
Yeah, okay. No, I haven't seen it.
Well, it's a very anticlimactic way to end the show.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to next week, though. We're back at Inspire 9 for another in-person episode. They're fun.
Sure are.
So, everybody listening, make sure you stick around for that one.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you'd like to add before we take it away?
Ba-la-la-bamba.
How do you start?
Ba-la-la-bamba.
Stop. You just sang the song La Bamba with a B at the front. You said,
yeah, isn't that...
You said whatever the fuck, La Bamba. I'm like, what?
Isn't it La Bamba? Is that not it?
Anyway. All right, everybody. It's been fun. Have a good week, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Well, you could be right.
Yeah.
Bono, gracias.
Compico, compico, or la la.
Yariba, yariba.
La Bamba.
Yeah, no, I think you're right, Chloe. It's...
La Bamba. La Bamba.
I'm just going to pay it to you.
La Bamba.
There you go. I'm going to cut that into the end of the show.
Pretty sure I'm eating ice cream at the end of it, too.
Yep.
Perfect.
There you go.
Love that for me.
I'll fade it out there.
Oh my God, you're being serious?
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Never eating on this show ever again.